Today is super exciting because we're getting ready for the birthday party.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I roped you into a new role.
You damn sure did. You damn sure did. But you know what? I roll with the punches.
You do roll with the punches. You've never been a host. Well, you've never been a host of a show, and now we're here. Mm-hmm. You've never been the host of an event, and now we're here. And you said yes, so that's exciting.
I'm just willing to learn, man. That's it.
Okay, so tomorrow's my birthday party here at Conahell Studios. We're so excited. We're going to be celebrating. We have 140 RSVPs right now.
That's good.
We're expecting more at the door. Obviously, everyone's not going to fit in here, so...
What you going to do about that?
I don't know. I'm going to be tucked away in the VIP section.
So whose job is going to be able to, who's going to take care of that?
I'm just going to like osmosis, you know, okay. I'm just going to let it like work itself out. This is my thought process. I feel like since the bar is outside, you can't stay inside all night. You have to go get a drink.
And plus you're going
to
have food trucks outside too.
Right.
Oh, so that works.
So when people come out, other people can sneak back in.
Yes.
Then the other thing is I'm going to have all like the vocalists and the poetry in the beginning of the night. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like we're not going to say the low key shit go first. And then as the night picks up, move all the chairs and bring the rappers out. So I'm very, very excited.
It's good. So you have like a couple of different segments going on. So
yes. We signed you up for rap. We understand you're performing, right?
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm not a performer. But in no way, shape, or form.
I signed you up to rap. All you gotta do is string some rhymey words together.
No, that's gonna be embarrassing.
Okay, let's practice now so that when you're on stage, you don't fumble. Okay.
All right, let's go. You ready?
All right, okay.
Give me a beat.
I'm in. Okay, wait. Okay. Oh, okay. No.
I gotta give you the first line.
Okay, tonight is Julie's party.
And we're not gonna be tardy.
Okay, or you're going to, Marcus is wearing Ed Hardy.
And that's right now.
But you dropped the ball.
I did not.
That didn't rhyme with Hardy.
It's not supposed to rhyme with Hardy. You're supposed to rhyme with what I give you.
Oh, okay, that's what you're wearing right now? Okay, hopefully I lose 20 pounds before tomorrow and don't look like a cow. Does that check
crickets.
Out?
I hear crickets.
Wait, does that check out?
I hear crickets.
Okay. I'm going to pick it back up. Tomorrow I'll be drinking from VIP.
And I'm going to be standing from where I can see.
Okay. And I'm going to be chilling with my friends.
And I'm going to be back in the ends.
Okay. Hopefully I get some birthday gifts.
I'm going to be in the corner taking some sips.
Oh, damn, Marky Mark. Okay, you should go on stage.
No.
I feel like we're doing this. Maybe we should be rappers next. Should we be rappers?
That'd be cool. You know what? I'm a freestyle. I'm going to give 8 bars.
Okay, go right now.
I'm going to tell the DJ.
Okay. Can you do it right now?
I need a beat.
I got to go
with the beat. I need something to go with.
No, definitely not that beat. That beat sucks, and you're the only one that can hear it. All right, okay.
That's too fast.
Okay, go slower. Fiddle music?
Go slower.
Mm-hmm. Like opera? No.
That's not it.
I don't got nothing. I'm not good at this. This is a boy thing.
It's not going to work.
Remember in school, all the boys would be like...
They beatbox.
That was never a girl thing. I've never been able to do
MC
that.
MC Light did it.
I don't even know who that is.
Queen Latifah did it.
I know who Queen Latifah is.
You don't know who MC Light is?
No. Do I know? Maybe I know. Is there a song I'm supposed to know?
I think so.
Sing it.
You're 40.
41.
You should know MC Light.
Sing the song.
How does it go again? Something like, I rock the party that rocks your body.
I do know that song. You should have just said that. I don't know who MC Light was.
You told me to sing a song?
What would our rapper name be? Can we do like Salt and Pepper?
No.
Could it be like... in Indian Jamaican?
I knew you was gonna go there. I knew you was gonna go cultural.
I learned another fun fact about Marcus today. He's a man of many talents, apparently.
Yes, I am.
All right,
I'm a jack of all trades, but a master of none.
What? No, you're supposed to be a master of something.
You see, it went over your head. That's
Is that your motivational speech?
That's a thing.
Do you want me to hit you with my motivational speech?
Let's go.
Okay. Okay. You guys ready for this? I should get paid for this. Can I move the mic a little bit? trying to choke me out. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And if it's not a good morning, are you even having a good morning or are you in mourning? Did that motivate you?
No.
No. Okay. What about if I took you to places and spaces? Places and spaces with traces.
It's not gonna
of
happen.
Maces.
That doesn't move me.
Why do motivational speakers, they like rhyme everything, right? They repeat the shit out of themselves and then they rhyme things and they scream at you and it makes you think they're saying things that are valid, but not all of them
it
are.
It has to have impact. It has to have meaning.
No, they actually, some of them don't.
You're repeating good morning, good morning. I hear good morning every day. I hear it. I see it in text messages. I see good morning America on my screen in the morning time.
So. Okay, then hit me with your best motivational speech. You got 30 seconds. You're on stage. Go.
If he dies, he dies.
Oh my God. Plagiarism.
You never seen 300?
Plagiarism. That's not original. Okay, go. Give me another one. Pump the whole crowd up.
We will rock you.
We are the champions, my friends. I thought that was gonna be your bar fight song.
I can't think of an original.
No, you gotta just pump. Like, what would you do if
to boot just like
I feel like you're a motivational kind of guy. Like this week when I text you and I was like,
it just gotta hit me, man. It just gotta hit me.
So I would like to repeat some of Marcus's words of encouragement from this week, okay?
Okay.
He's a very encouraging guy. I said, I'm really falling behind trying to keep up with this party and planning for the show. Mm-hmm. And you wrote, you got this.
I did.
That was it. That was his big motivational speech. You got this. And then I said I had to carry that big, giant, heavy-ass K, and it was just banging into my legs, and now I look like I've been through Vietnam, and he said, you're strong.
Yes.
So you're halfway there to a motivational speaker.
Okay.
These were your words of encouragement.
I have to look into that. I'm going to give it some more thought.
What would your motivational speaker name be? Motivate with Marcus?
No.
Good morning, Marcus.
It'll be called Levels.
Because there's levels of this shit?
It's levels of life.
Oh, okay.
Levels of life, different levels, different stages.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Not every motivation you give is going to have an actual effect on that particular thing you're going through.
I mean, there's definitely some motivational speakers that don't have an impact on anyone.
See?
At all.
So that's valid.
Because we joined a motivational speech this week. We hijacked one that was in place. Mm-hmm. And it was.
That was something that I heard it and I don't know. To each his own. I don't see how that.
It was incredibly unmotivating.
Yeah. It was more like depressing.
You know what else is depressing? Okay, Marcus. I wrote down some things. So Marcus has no kids, right? You don't have any kids?
No.
At least none that he knows of.
In America, no.
Do you have some in Jamaica?
No.
How do you know? Or like
because
in other places?
Because I know.
I mean, men don't always know. You're not the one, you know, carrying it. But anyways, okay. So Marcus has no kids, but I have three kids. Do you know my kids' names? All of them?
Duck, Lily, and Nigel.
That works because I call my son Nigel. That's not his name. It's Nikhil.
Nikhil.
Yes. Nikhil, Lily, and Duck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not a parent, so you don't know what it's like to be a parent or like experience parenting things. So I thought I would walk you through the parenting experience this week. In fact, I wrote down things that my kids have said over this past 1 week.
Okay.
And I would like to read them to you. And then you guess which kid said it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like my kids should be here for these things so they can hear that mommy was paying attention to them. So for my birthday special, all week long, you guys, I've been writing down things that you've said to me, okay? And since Marcus has no children, I wanted to walk him through what it's like to have kids. And the kind, it is actually 4 calendar days. That's it. 4 calendar days. And Marcus, is going to guess which kid said it, okay? ChatGPT made these. Okay. Gets a little dark. You ready? Mommy, you didn't make a mistake. You woke up and chose the same mistake every day for 2 years.
It was 3 years?
Which kid said that?
The person that spoke in the mic?
Was it?
Nikhil?
It was Nikhil. You were right. Okay. Marcus got that correct.
It was 3 years, not two.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
What's the math on that? 365 times three? Was that in the thousands, right? 1,000.
So I made a mistake 1,000 times. Okay. Relax. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Spit it out.
Oh my bleep. It's in the back fridge, you freak.
That's Lily. That's Lily.
What the fuck?
How'd you know? I'm in my Celsius.
How'd you know?
I got called a freak. Just hit me.
A freak?
She looked like a full-on crackhead over the Celsius. Like, she was like...
No, I didn't. I asked her, where's my Celsius?
No, no. This is like four times in about 60 seconds.
Wow.
What? No, not wow. Do you have any, like, you have no sympathy for me here? Did you not hear what
over
I just
Celsius?
Said? I asked where it was. I was like, where is it? And
multiple
then she's like,
times.
It's on the third shelf. And then I couldn't find it. I was like, Lil, where
Why
is it?
You couldn't find it?
Because it wasn't there.
No,
it,
no,
she kept
no.
telling me it was in the back fridge. By the way, it was in the front fridge. So that was a lie. Okay, you ready for this next one?
Let's go.
I see you got rid of your rigatoni fettuccine hair.
Oh, that's dope.
That is Doug.
How are you so good at this?
Damn.
Okay.
Look at Tony.
He's a fettuccine hair.
We had the fucking.
Yes.
Yeah, she got that oodles and noodles look.
Let's add to that. Let's add to that. Let's double down.
Wow.
When Marcus first saw it, he goes, "Did you let Lily paint your head?" And I was like, "No." Oh my God.
That's what it looked like.
Okay. Does this make you want to be a parent?
No.
No. Okay. Let me set the stage. We went to Plato's Closet. That's a place that buys your clothes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, I took your clothes in, but they said they're looking. Hey, I took your clothes in, but they said they're looking for trending clothes. So I just walked right back out.
That was Doug.
Yeah.
That was Doug. That was Doug. They never even got a chance to see my clothes.
Damn.
You haven't even taken a shot because he's gotten every. He has 100% pass rate. Okay. Wait, this one is actually awful.
Awful, okay.
Okay. Mommy, you give good advice on business and intuition, but that's where it ends. I'm not taking relationship advice from anyone that let a giant idiot move in.
Lily?
Yes!
Okay, but guys, it's not really not that bad. Like, if you knew how
Those
we speak to each
are
other.
Holding on for dear life.
Giant idiot.
Oh my God! That was worse!
Whoa, a Big Mac?
I said it. One of my kids said this to me. Those buttons are holding on for dear life.
Those buttons, they gotta be ducks.
That was Lily. That was Lily. Take your shot. That was Lily. Take
was
your
it?
Shot.
Damn, that was good. Oh, in the JCPenney's.
At Kohl's.
Yeah. No, the buttons are
and
struggling.
This is a, what kind of shot?
Peach.
Peach, okay.
Okay. I feel like I should replay the sad song because I'm
You're
not
strong.
Done.
Mm-hmm. Jenna Lee made them.
That
oh,
is
no.
so unnecessary. He just ASMR'd that Jello shot.
You know the white chicks one where the guy takes the white chicks?
Okay, you ready for this one? Was it good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Oh, Donovan.
Yeah.
It's very good.
You look like a condiment. Like a spicy mustard boar's head bottle.
Who said this to somebody?
These are things my children have said to me.
They said you look like a condiment?
In the past four calendar days. Which kid said it?
A condiment?
That's so random.
That's crazy.
It's because I tried on a yellow
duck,
shirt.
Duck.
It was buckle up, buddy, because that was Lily again.
It was a gross, ugly mustard shirt. And you know, it was that material from the early 2000s, you know, that was like, you pick the shirt up and it's like super tiny, but it actually fits like a large. It's got that weird, like scrunchy material. She looked like a hot mustard.
Who made these?
Jenna Lee.
These are good.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
You look like Modge Podge. Modge Podge.
You look like Modge Podge?
Mm-hmm. I hope that shirt never sees the light of day.
I didn't say it.
These are all from one person.
Repeat that one.
I hope that shirt never sees the light of day.
Lily.
I can tell that was
who was it?
That was Doug. That was 100% Doug.
Oh. Also, do you know what Modge Podge is?
Oh yeah, Modge Podge. That's a giveaway. That's their error type of. That's that.
That's paste.
Yeah, that's
glue. Yeah, they said I look like a bottle of glue. Oh,
pasty white girl.
This one. She's just an accessory character in her own life.
An accessory character.
In her own life.
Lily.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. That is true.
Okay. All day she just says, "When did that happen?" When did that happen? Did that really happen?
This is them speaking about me in dating. This is a conversation I overhear. I don't think she's ever going to find someone in this economy that will be able to do anything for her.
Lily.
Nope. That was Nikhil. You better take another.
Hell more. Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Good shit.
You ready for this one?
At least Monarch's here. Yours is with me.
I thought I smelled your maternal instincts kicking in.
Smell?
Mm-hmm. Because I was cooking dinner.
Finally. I mean, shit.
For the first time in years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good.
And she decided to make soup.
Okay. You're right. Okay.
It was spicy potato chunky leek jalapeno. That was just a fucking fridge clean out meal. That was not planned.
And rice. You can't forget that
part. Oh, yeah, and rice. Burnt rice.
We constantly live this is abusive.
Do you hear them? Okay, are you ready?
It's like an extreme ingredient household.
Yeah, seriously.
The bow on your sandals is doing God's work.
It was holding them toes together.
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
The bow on your sandals is doing God's work. The bow on your sandals is doing God's work. The bow on your sandals is doing God's work. Lily?
Yes, yeah. That's Lily. That was Lily.
The bow on your sandals. Lily, can you elaborate on that for me,
yes,
please?
Yes, because the design of the sandal, right? Like, it was the bottom of the shoe. Mm-hmm. And then she had a bow that came from the side. Like, it was three different, like, pieces of material. Two came around the bait, like around the foot, mm-hmm. and then one through the toe. And so the three of the pieces of whatever material mm-hmm. were tied together in one bow. Her whole damn size 10 foot was being held together by this bow. If this bow came undone, her whole bare foot would have been on the floor.
That's it. That's all
that's
I got.
That's some Indian shit.
So I said that the bow was doing the Lord's work.
It was.
I'm going to read an exchange between me and a child while I was driving. I hear a child of mine inconveniently and annoyed exhale. I need to find my American Express. So I say, "You lost your Amex?" "Well, I can't find it." I say, "I need to cancel it." "Don't be so rash."
That's Duck.
So then she says, "Haven't you ever lost your credit card?" And I say, "I had my identity stolen once." And she goes, "Exactly."
So that's Duck.
Except that's not exactly the same. Not at all exact.
Yours is worse.
Mine was involuntary. You irresponsibly lost your credit card.
She's never going to get it. She's it's never going to see that.
Platinum.
Stole it
from me, and I'll stand on that.
You know, she knows.
Did you find it yet?
Tell her how she knows somebody.
Nobody stole it. You misplaced it.
How do you know, David?
It was tapping it? Oh, man.
Wait, what?
It was tapping your Amex?
I have one more, and this one is a conversation I overheard. Because, Marcus, if you think you're getting out of this unscathed, you're not. Ooh. Kid one, has Marcus ever been in the house? Kid two, oh, yeah, ask me how I know. That's a core memory I'll never forget.
Core memory.
Obviously, we know who
There's
said this.
Only one.
Yeah.
So just so you know, you're not off the hook.
No.
So this is my thing. This person said it to another person.
Yeah, it was two kids speaking amongst themselves.
So it was Nikhil and...
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I was just driving.
I was just curious.
And
I was
I'm
driving.
Just over... Nikhil was driving. I'm in the passenger seat, and I'm just overhearing this conversation.
I was just curious.
That was an experience.
Tell us about it, Marcus.
It's not much to tell. It's really not much to tell.
Can I include photos? In this podcast?
Fuck no.
He said that with his whole chest.
What? Can you tell us more about that day that we met and what happened?
I was very tired. You know, just very tired and sleepy.
You better set the stage.
I took a nap. You
like
know?
Fucking Goldilocks.
I just took a nap.
Marcus and I were rallying at the bar and made big plans to go ride the four-wheeler. We never made it on the four-wheeler
because I got tired. Did we eat? No, we didn't eat.
No, but can I recount one more event from that day that maybe you remember or maybe you don't?
Okay.
Do you remember calling me a lightweight at the bar?
Yes.
Do you take that back?
I do.
Because only one of us here passed out.
Yeah, because I was tired. It was a long day and I was just tired. That's it.
Can I tell what happened while
you
were...
It's a human trait. It's a human thing.
I've never gone to a stranger's house and fell asleep. I mean, I was damn sure a stranger then.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just super tired. You know, there's an exception to everything, you know?
So we get to the house and Marcus makes it all of like 30 seconds, right, Doug? How long would you say? 30 seconds, if that?
No. I'd give him a solid 3 minutes.
Okay. 3 minutes. And he said... Can I just lay down?
He doesn't remember those 3 minutes, but...
No, I don't. I really don't.
And I'm like, well, you looked like things are rough. I mean, it looked rough. You looked rough. And
we want to give a shout out to this episode's sponsor, Dr. Julia. Improve your posture and prevent pain in your back with Dr. Julia's online masterclass. With 15 years as a physical therapist, Dr. Julia shares how to take the best care of your spine with a simple to follow exercise for conditioning and alignment. Gain instant access to the posture class. Your back deserves it. Join at www.healthyback.info.
So, Marcus, none of that encouraged you to have children?
No.
No. Okay.
That's, yeah.
It just reaffirms?
It confirms everything.
Okay. Do you feel a little sympathy for me? Be honest.
A tad bit.
Yes.
Just a tad bit.
Good. I feel like I always get a bad rap, but it is not easy being a parent, mm-hmm. and it's super stressful sometimes.
Doesn't all that play on your mental health or no?
Yes, it does. So... Definitely, but not so much in that way because we're a funny house.
Mm-hmm.
We're really animated. So good. That part I'm like yeah. really okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I wasn't okay with that, I wouldn't actually shared it. But like it's, you know, we speak like that. Mm-hmm. But we also know when to dial it in and be serious. But when it comes to mental health, I always feel like I'm not doing enough as a parent because as you know, I'm juggling business,
mm-hmm.
Juggling so many responsibilities. So... that stress weighs on me sometimes.
Yeah. But for me this week, like how we mentioned on the topic of mental health, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine reached out to me one morning. And typically when a person reaches out in the morning, you know, it's a good morning.
Yeah.
And what was so significant about this encounter was, or this morning, the person said, the first thing, like the first thing in the morning, how's your mental health?
Oh, that's nice.
It wasn't like good morning or what's up, or the very first interaction via text was, you know, how's your mental health? And that kind of like stuck with me because it's not your usual, you know, right, back and forth with, you know, with greeting somebody. And just that alone, like, if say for instance, from 1 to 10, if I was a 7 as far as my mental health, which 1 being the worst and 10 being like at my best, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I was a 7, it made me an 8. You know, just considering the fact that someone took the time to say, you know, how's my mental health rather than how I'm doing. Because in reality, anything physical that we do, it starts in the mind first. True. So depending on how we, you know, we balance things, you know, in our mental, will determine how we put effort into things that are physical. So I thought that was, you know, very interesting and very satisfying.
So what do you do for your mental health?
I just breathe. I think positive thoughts. I travel. I try to, you know, think of things to do that make me feel, you know, at my best.
Do you ever journal?
No.
No. That's just my thing.
I think too much to journal. I think too much to journal. Because by the time I think about something, I'm going to write it down and something else will pop in my brain and it'd be scribble, scrabble. Do you journal?
I do. Yeah, I do journal. So I have my little morning routine and that's part of it. But I'm like you in that sense. I always have a lot going on, but it helps me bring clarity. So because you know how I am involved with a behavioral health magazine. I'll never forget this article. There's this guy, he wrote an article once saying about meditation. You know how everyone's like, meditate, 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 how good it is for you. He was one of the first person that I've ever read that was like, it stresses him out. He's like, I hate meditating. That he has ADHD. Mm-hmm. He said the thought of sitting still for him to meditate is actually really, really stressful and it's too challenging for him. And he said the same thing about journaling for him. It just wasn't a good fit. So that always stuck with me because I thought, you know, sometimes what works for one person won't work for the next. And that's okay. Like, you know, what's hard, you know, sometimes you're scrolling and it's like, if you're not meditating every single day, if you're not journaling every day, you can start to feel like, oh no, maybe I'm not doing something right. But it's not for everybody. So maybe like you, someone just asked you, how's your mental health? That's something you can implement going forward to other people and help support other people's mental health
and
that way.
Just that little small little phrase or that little question, it did so much for me throughout for that day.
It's good.
You know, it's cool. It's pretty cool.
Something we should definitely continue.
Yeah.
And I'll have to keep my mental health in check dealing with these kids of mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us for another episode. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify. Follow us on TikTok. We're on Facebook, Instagram, all major platforms.